From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's singer-songwriter Katie Glorioso from York, Pennsylvania, who exploded onto the central Pennsylvania music scene in the wake of the release of her full-length debut album last May. The album is called Fine and Foolish and features 10 tracks produced by Nashville songwriter and producer Jeremy Casella.
A friend of mine lived down in Nashville. His family was friends with a producer, and they said, you really need to get in touch with him, just to have a conversation, really.
Sure.
So his name's Jeremy Casella, down in Nashville, and, you know, we talk on the phone, and he's like, send me your stuff. So I sent him my music, and he called me back, and he was like, I really want to work with you. Like, I'd love to help you produce. If not, I can get you in touch with whoever you need to get in touch with. I just really want to help you with this album.
Coming up, it's singer-songwriter Katie Glorioso. And we welcome back Harvey Owen. Harvey is the director of the Ware Center, Millersville University's visual and performing arts center located in the heart of Lancaster City, for our monthly Live at the Ware Center update. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Once again, it's First Friday week, and that means a lot of cool stuff happening in the area. In Lancaster, our friends at Creative Works of Lancaster and the Lancaster Dramatist Platform we'll be presenting new play readings on Friday, December 7th at the Fulton Theater's Education Building. That's right next door to the Fulton Opera House at 24 North Prince Street in Lancaster. The plays are free and open to the public, written by local playwrights, and performed by local actors with script in hand. This Friday's reading, which starts at 9 o'clock, will include Survey Junkie by Eric Goldstein and The Girl at the Bar by Kim McCall Armour. More information about Creative Works and the Dramatist Platform can be found at creativelancaster.org. Speaking of Eric Goldstein, the Dramatist Platform will also be presenting a reading of his full-length play, The House of Leisure, on Sunday, December 9th at 2 p.m. at the Fulton Theater Education Building. And he'll be a guest on next week's episode of this program, talking about the upcoming Creative Works sock puppet show, Jaws to the World. Check out the show post for this week's episode for links to all of these events. More First Friday goodness from our friends at the Parliament in York as they present a First Friday Giftmas. This Friday, December 7th, it's at their headquarters at 116 East King Street in York. 7 local vendors will be selling low-cost, charming gifts, and they'll have ornaments for sale hand-painted by Parliament artists. Red Eye will be providing live music at 7:30, and Bistro 19 will be providing refreshments. For more details, link up from this episode's show post at woodstovehouse.com. The Effort of Performing Arts Center, also known as EPAC, has announced the 2013 season. The season kicks off with its most ambitious undertaking ever, the two-part Angels in America in March and April 2013. Other shows next year include Brighton Beach Memoirs in June, The Glass Menagerie in September, and Fiddler on the Roof next December. Check out their website, effortofperformingartscenter.com, for more details about the upcoming EPAC shows, including Cole Porter's Anything Goes, that opens this Thursday, December 6th, at 7:30. It's time once again for our monthly update from director Harvey Owen about what's coming up at the Ware Center, the premier visual and performing arts center at Millersville University Lancaster, right in the heart of downtown Lancaster City. It's live at the Ware Center on Around the Wood Stove. Harvey, welcome back to the program. Let's talk about December. What's coming up?
Okay, well, we got a lot of things coming up. And in fact, we have something virtually every night, either here at the Ware or the Winter Center. Ware Center is downtown. Winter Center is on the Millersville campus. So you pick a night, we've got something for you.
Let's pick a few to highlight.
Okay, some of the really cool things coming up. On Wednesday, December 5th, we have Andreas Scholl. He is considered the number one countertenor in the world. Truly an amazing man. We're so lucky to be able to get him. He commands huge bucks, but he's doing it for a pretty nice and affordable sum. So he's coming down to sing, and we can't wait for that one. On Friday, we have First Friday.
Right.
And First Friday is going to feature two artists here, Eva Bender and Lou Schellenberg. And also we have a salute salute to Lancaster's newest poet laureate. That is Christine Longenecker. Okay. That's being done by the Literary Guild. And then we have the Glorious Sounds of the Season. This is 145 musicians on our stage at various times singing traditional and non-traditional holiday tunes.
This is all Friday.
And this is sort of jazz and gospel inspired, the one here on Friday. It also occurs on campus on Saturday and Sunday, but they are different shows. They are traditional holiday shows. Okay. Also on First Friday, we have Cobalt Dance Theater is coming in and doing excerpts in between the singing. So they'll be dancing in our lobby.
And are they ticketed events?
All the events are free except for Glorious Sounds, and that carries a very low price. And the money raised for that goes towards scholarships.
Okay, great. What's happening a little later in the month?
A little later in the month, we have an Irish Christmas in America, which is coming up on Wednesday. Only a handful of tickets are available for that. And on Friday the 14th, we have Ken Garrett's Jazzy Christmas. It's a jazz set. But I have to tell you, Jason, the most exciting thing, and we've just scheduled it, it's not on any calendar. On Sunday, December 16th at 2 p.m., we are having the Chet Williamson Film Festival. Chet Williamson is a local actor and author, and we're showing two of his films. The first one is called Gandhi at the Bat.
Okay.
And that's a fictional story about Gandhi coming to New York in the 20s, and it's done newsreel style based on a short story that he wrote. And the second thing is a film that has not yet been released. We're doing the world premiere here, and it's called Christmas with the Dead. It's a zombie movie, and he actually has a featured role in it. He does not play a zombie. He plays a crazy minister. But it's a lot of fun. I've seen it, and I think people are really going to enjoy it. Chet will be here. He's going to do a question and answer afterwards, and then following, we're going to have a reception where people can actually get a chance to meet him.
Wow, that's awesome. I remember when Chet was actually filming that one. I think they did it in Texas.
They did. They did it in Texas. Right.
And what's the date on that one?
The date on that one is December 16th at 2 p.m. It's a Sunday afternoon. We're getting a really good response. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Chet's a local known celebrity anyway because he's been in a lot of shows at the Fulton, and he's been at several things here, executive director of creative work. So he's been around a while, and he is really good in this show.
Oh, that's fantastic. What happens to the Ware Center over the Christmas holiday?
Well, actually, what's happening this year is on December 17th through January 25th, we're closing down. We won't have any events for the public here because we're actually doing renovations to the building.
Oh, is that right?
Right. So we're going to upgrade some things, put in a whole new lighting system, put in electrical outlets, some behind-the-scenes stuff, et cetera. But we thought it'd best just to close the whole building down so that the workers could get their work done. We reopen at the end of January, and then our season starts in full-fledged glory in February.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Harvey, for taking a few
minutes. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Get down to the Ware Center at Millersville University Lancaster in the next 2 weeks before they close for renovations over the university's winter break. We'll bring Harvey back in February to find out about the opening of the 2013 season. More details, of course, at millersville.edu/muarts.
Hold my head in your capable hands. One makes a layman get up and dance. I tried to start a fire, I sang out like a liar, but he said from my seat, I'd prefer to admire. Hold my head, hold your palms to my eyes, I don't wanna see the hands for which he dies. I don't wanna see the mover at the root of it all, I don't wanna see the face that led to his final fall. My head in your capable hands. There are things that I swear that I'll never understand, but I did it for the best, completely out of love. So why are my hands covered in his accidental blood? Hold my head, hold your palm.
That's a song called The Battered Woman's Defense from today's guest, York, Pennsylvania singer-songwriter Katie Glorioso. She's new on the Central Pennsylvania music scene, but hasn't wasted any time turning heads. She's already played shows at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, the Abbey Bar at Abolition Brewing Company in Harrisburg, and will be at World Cafe Live in Philly on January 12th. Katie's debut full-length album, Fine and Foolish, has been on non-stop repeat at the Woodstove House. It's Katie Glorioso on Around the Wood Stove.
Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Katie Glorioso.
Hi.
So tell me about your foray into songwriting and performing. I know it's not been very long, so just get me up to speed on how you got started.
Man, I don't know. I mean, songwriting I've been doing since I was little. Like, I didn't even realize that. I mean, it was part of my life up until now. But I guess once I got into college, and then I'd be playing in my dorm room, and people would be like, oh, is that the radio? And then they'd be like, no, seriously, you need to get out and play more. So went from playing in the dorm room to playing open mics to playing coffee houses to graduating college and not having a job and deciding to try my hand at music. And, yeah, just started getting my name out there and playing more shows. And, I mean, that's I kind of fell into this. I mean, I don't know if you said this, but, like, kind of came off, you know, I was not really on, like, the radar whatsoever. It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Oh, absolutely. from my perspective of sort of paying attention as best as I can to the Central Pennsylvania music scene, it was like all of a sudden, and then I saw you playing at all these venues, and it was like, oh, wow, how did I miss this? Like, where, you know, because usually you're following somebody.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was just as sudden for me, too. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know where to begin or where to start, and got a lot of really good advice and got things going in May. So, I mean, that was just kind of it. Just kind of fell into it, and people liked it. So.
So when did you graduate from college?
I graduated May 2011.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you're at about a year and a half from that point.
Yeah.
and this album called Fine and Foolish came out in May of this year.
Uh-huh.
So that would be about a year later, right? About a year after.
Yeah.
Tell me about the making of this record, because it's fabulous.
It was weird. That was actually like the first step. Into like kind of getting this started. I had all these songs that I wrote. I made an EP a year before that in Dover, Pennsylvania, just a small house studio. And then I had all these songs that I had written and not really done anything with. And a friend of mine lived down in Nashville. His family was friends with a producer. And they said, you really need to get in touch with him just to have a conversation, really.
Sure.
So his name's Jeremy Casella down in Nashville. And you know, we talk on the phone. He's like, send me your stuff. So I sent him my music, and he called me back, and he was like, I really want to work with you. Like, I'd love to help you produce. If not, I can get you in touch with whoever you need to get in touch with. I just really want to help you with this album. So I ended up working with him, and, I mean, that experience was awesome. He was so helpful, and, just such a guidance during that period. Like, got me a bunch of session musicians to work with, and, I mean, going down to Nashville is just incredible.
Sure. How much would you say changed or was influenced by him as you took these songs of yours into his realm?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, giving them to him, they were piano, maybe guitar, and my vocals. Like, it was so bare, which was kind of cool. And I really do like playing those acoustic songs now and then. But, I mean, he just really brought them to life. And definitely, like, he definitely has like a pop background, mm-hmm. and you can kind of see that in the songs, but I mean, I love it. And I was, you know, right next to him during like the entire process of just, you know, him like being like, let me try something and trying to help, I guess, get the ideas that were in my head out to kind of like a sound. Cause I mean, I was so new. I was just kind of like freaking out. I was in a recording studio. I don't know what I was doing. So yeah, he helped a lot, but, I think the pop influence is definitely there.
Darling, go to bed. Lay down your perfect empty head on the pillows, cotton red, cotton red. Don't you let me call your attention from the TV wall to the suitcases lying by the door and down the hall. A brave new world. Thank you.
That's Brave New World from Katie Glorioso on Around the Wood Stove.
What are some of the venues that you've played in this region that stand out?
I mean, I think the first one that I was wigging out to get was playing at the Chameleon Club, just because I'd heard about that when I was in high school growing up here. So that was definitely really exciting to play there, and you have that real stage, you're not just behind a PA system or something in a corner. So that was really cool, and people know the name, so they come out. But the Abbey Bar, we actually played there a couple weeks ago, and that was a really great venue, beautiful sound.
Let's get into some of the songs on the album. I really love the way the album comes out. It's very, very strong, with a track called Am I All Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that one.
Am I All Right? That came, I actually wrote that while I was working on the album. I had the first five songs set to record. And, coming back from college, having all these dreams about grad school and just not pursuing them at all, Am I All Right? Was just, it was kind of an honest plea. I feel so, self-esteem is out the window. I feel like such a failure. Is this okay where I am right now? No job. trying to figure out what I'm doing with music. That song is, it's just totally honest for me. It's just everything that's, all the lyrics, that's just coming right from my heart. So it's pretty transparent, but that's what it is.
What if I fail? What if I don't make the cut? What if my best just wasn't enough? Is that all right?
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen all around central Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now back to our conversation with singer-songwriter Katie Glorioso on Around the Wood Stove.
Let's talk about Lights.
Lights, oh man. Lights was, just putting it together in the studio was probably the coolest thing. It started out, on my 12 string. And yeah, and it's, I don't even know, you can sort of hear the 12 string, but it's not dominant at all.
Right.
And you have the keyboard coming in, which we've actually adapted into live now. But I think the coolest part, this song, it was just so cool to watch it all come together. But the coolest thing, the kind of cherry on top, was Jeremy hired a dobro player to come in. And, I just remember him coming in and listening to the track and then adding just a couple elements. And, it was just cherry on top. It just totally made the song, so it was so much fun to work with on the studio.
Nice.
Yeah.
The lights go out in the morn. You are more beautiful than when you were first born. The blues of blues have faded to I love them more than I can say. the sheets on your bed. Cover all but your head, cover all but your head. My heart, it doubts how you will fare. The lights are all out, I still know that you're.
That's a song called Lights from Katie Glorioso's debut full-length album, Fine and Foolish. The album was released in May of this year.
How about the song The Coming? Tell me about that one.
Man, that was probably my favorite song to write and record. So I wrote it in March of 2011. I still remember sitting in my apartment and just kind of got it all out. I was listening to a lot of Bon Iver during that period. So my demo was just like layered harmonies all over the place. Like it was doing my own little version of falsetto. And then bringing that to the studio, I mean, it was cool because it still kind of has that very like, I don't know. It's not like terribly bare, but it's still like all the music behind it. It's not overpowering the general feel and the harmonies. It's just like kind of pushing it forward. And I'm so glad he kept the harmonies in there. But yeah, that song, it's really hard to record an album and listen to yourself all day.
Yeah.
But that is one song that I could just listen to over and over again. And I'm like, all right, I know this is good. I know I can keep moving forward and I'm keeping my sanity.
I think that we've proved enough. You're giving us something good. We'll screw it up. Be lazy, but if it's how my mama made me, what you expect from me anyhow? This is what I think about. If this is what love is, it's
Could you summarize in a sentence or two why do you write music?
Oh man, I mean, I write music because it's who I am. As like weird and kind of new agey as that sounds, I mean, that's, I've been doing it since I was little. Like, I can imagine my life without playing shows and recording albums, but I would not be able to live, you know, life and not write music. It's just kind of what I do.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come in and talk about your music. I wish you all the best. I really am excited to follow your path.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Find out more about Katie Glorioso online at katieglorioso.com or find her on Facebook and Reverb Nation. You can also link up from the show post for this week's episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.